And we are joined right now by a gentleman named Jeff Lattice. Jeff, Ed Schultz is my name. Good to have you on the program.
Well, thank you, Ed.
Jeff is running for the nomination on the Democratic ticket in the 8th District in Arizona. He was in the first Desert Storm. Football player, Wichita State University, United States. What position did you play?
Well, while I was in Wichita State, I played a little bit of running back, actually. That was many, many moons ago.
I know it. I feel the same way. Flies jets. He's a pilot for JetBlue. Worked at the Pentagon. He was one of the first 100 pilots to fly the Strike Eagle aircraft. This is a guy who has served his country, his son serving the country in Iraq, but unfortunately had to come home because of an illness. Leukemia, is that true, Jeff?
Yeah, that's true.
God bless him. How's he doing?
Well, he's going to be facing a cord blood transplant, which is very similar to a bone marrow transplant, probably within the next 2 to 3 weeks. He came back. He was diagnosed with leukemia about 4 years ago, and while he was over in Iraq, he'd been there for about 4 months, and essentially came down with the same symptoms and was returned home very quickly and spent some time in Walter Reed, which is really quite an eye-opener for people who had not seen the amount of devastation personally. You don't get that in the media, and when you go there as a parent or as a soldier to Walter Reed, it is quite an eye-opener.
Jeff, what's motivating you to run for Congress?
Well, I felt like that we needed some change. I basically defended the Constitution with my life, as well as many of my other veteran brothers who are currently running for Congress. And we felt like that, generally speaking, we felt that the Constitution was being threatened and in jeopardy. And it's basically a call of service that we had before we actually entered the service, what motivated us to join the service. And it's that same fighting spirit that we saw that our country needed us back. And that's really what motivates most of us, and it does motivate me. Yeah. I feel like that this country does need a change of course.
What have you been following this Paul Hackett story?
Yeah, I started reading about it a couple of nights ago on the Daily Coast.
How's that make you feel? I mean, your opinion of politics change at all?
I'll be honest with you, it really didn't surprise me, because in my short tenure in the political realm, you get enlightened when you get into this into politics, as I have recently, and you see how the political sands shift. And it didn't surprise me a whole lot. However, I wish that Major Hackett would have stayed in.
How's your race going to go? You got a chance of getting this nomination?
Oh, I think I have a chance to get the nomination. This is a very heavily populated district as far as veterans and retired military personnel.
Well, and you're a JetBlue pilot right now, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And so you're working for a living. You're one of these working guys out there.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not one of those privileged few that can afford to do this and not work. I feel like this is a chance for a real person to actually represent the people instead of a select few.
Jeff Lattice with us, a veteran running for Congress. Where's your website? Where do we go? What do we look at?
It's www.jefflattice, and that's JeffLattice. .com.
Are you concerned about the good old boy network and that maybe there's not room for regular guys like you?
Well, I'll disagree with you to a certain
I want
point.
You to. Disagree with me.
You know, there's a new movement afoot now with the progressives in the country, a new surge of patriotism that I'm seeing and I've been witnessing for probably about the last 2 or 3 years. A lot of it sparked by Howard Dean, some of it by Wes Clark. You see organizations like Progressive Democrats for America and the Democracy for America, which are true grassroots organizations that really want to contribute to real government for all the people. So this is, a turn of events, I think, that we're seeing within the party itself. And these are the people that really motivate me. And they're the ones that I think have the true spirit of American democracy at heart.
Jeff, good luck to you. Appreciate your time on short notice. And hang in there, buddy. We'll follow the race. Good luck.
Well thank you, Ed. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks so much. 1-877-934-6833. Stay with us. Paul Hackett in the next hour on the Ed Schultz Show. Your calls coming up, and we are back.